After 17 long hours of tense negotiations, Angela Merkel's Conservative Christian Union, or CDU-CSU, signed a 185-page agreement with the Social Democrat SPD. It's called Shaping Germany's Future and contains several policies the Christian Democrats previously opposed. Under the deal, the SPD gets a minimum wage and a lower retirement age. However, Merkel, who will return as chancellor, was pleased that her Christian Democrats ensured agreement that taxes will not rise. Speaking through an interpreter, she stressed that Germany, as Europe's largest economy, will continue to balance its budgets.
First of all, we are getting to a point in time, a period where we will not take on any further government debts, and that we'll be focusing on creating good chances in life for the more difficult layers of the population, single parents, and so on, and therefore we will not be taking on any more further debts.
Her words made clear that Germany will not be in a rush to support more bailouts for other struggling European nations. Yet Merkel also said that her government would remain a strong supporter of Europe. The accord still has to be ratified by the membership of the Social Democrats, but the leadership has pledged to sell the deal as a real improvement in the lives of Germany's increasing number of low-paid workers. Analysts say it will also strengthen Chancellor Merkel's position on Europe, as she will have the overwhelming majority a cross-party grand coalition brings. In the past, she had to get agreement within Germany's parliament, the Bundestag, for German participation in sensitive issues such as bailouts through often endless debates. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.